Blog Talk Radio.
So fast. Anyway, how are you, love? Happy Friday. Friday is usually my favorite day of the week, but also one of my busiest, my day off of work. A lot of times I go into work even when I'm supposed to be off. So, you know, but Fridays is usually the day where I try to get everything done, pay bills, do a little shopping, spend time with my girls because one of my daughters just out of school early, you know, just get some things done. So I'm just happy that I'm even alive today, and I'm very excited about today's show. You guys know I like to get my show started off on a positive note, and I've been reading I Declare, 31 Promises to Speak Over Your Life by Joel Osteen. I read this book before, and I went through it, and I thought it was really helpful. I went through it twice. You're supposed to read a passage a day, but since I only talk to you guys once a week, we're only on day 13. But I just wanted to read it to you guys. I thought it would be helpful. So today we're on day 13, and it states, I declare that God is bringing about new seasons of growth. I will not get stagnant and hold on to the old. I will be open to change, knowing that God has something better in front of me, new opportunity. New relationships, new levels of favor are in my future. This is my declaration. Sometimes the very things that we fight against, the very things that we think are trying to pull us down, are actually the hand of God trying to push us into a new season. God will stir us out of comfortable situations, and he'll put us in situations that make us stretch, situations that force us to use our faith. We may not like it. It may be uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. But God loves you too much to just leave you alone. God can step by accident. God is directing each of your steps. That means if a friend does you wrong, if you go through a setback, if you lose a loved one, you can either embrace the change, and God will use it to take you higher, or you can resist it, and you'll end up becoming stagnant and settling for mediocrity. Stay open for change. Don't approach change from a negative point of view. All change is not bad. It may be negative on the surface, but remember, God would not allow it if he didn't have a purpose for it. Amen. He will use it to stretch you and to hopefully push you into a new dimension. You may be in a perfectly fine situation for years, but all of a sudden, you see a stirring taking place. And that's really what's been going on in my life lately. I'm dead serious. I was unemployed for a little while, and I needed that break because I've been working ever since I was 15. And I had just lost my father, and my mom was going through breast cancer. She's in remission now, thank God. You know, it was just a lot of things going on in my life. I was heartbroken. I was in a 15 on and off year relationship. That was detrimental to my mental health, you know, and stability. And it was just, my world was just, felt like it was just upside down. And what I realized now, that God had his hand in my life and he was moving some things around, because I ended up getting a job at A1 Toyota. And that's like one of the best jobs I've ever had. And it's not about the pay or, you know, it's just about the people that I work with. They are really wonderful, beautiful people there. And honestly, it was like one of the best things that ever happened to me. I'm single now. I've been single for almost 2 years now. I'm a lot happier. I feel free. I'm back doing this, the radio show. This is a part of my passion. So this declaration I can really relate to, because I went through, God has, actually, he still has his hand in my life right now. And I'm just so incredibly grateful. So, you know, so at times he may cause you may go through some things, and God may cause you to, you know, see certain relationships, is what I'll say. He'll cause you to stop rocking with certain people. And, you know, it's all because he has someone better for you, and he knows they're not for you. You got to be careful what you pray for, because when you ask God to protect you from your enemies, sometimes you start losing friends. So at times he may cause a friend to walk away. He'll stir things up. He may even allow a friend to do you wrong, because he knows if he doesn't close that door, you will never move ahead. He has to force himself sometimes. 30 years later, that person will still be dragging you down, keeping you from your destiny, and God will not have stirred it up if he didn't have something better in store. Don't fight change. Embrace it, and you will step into the fullness of what God has in store for you. That is wonderful. That is beautiful. That is I Declare by Joel Osteen, and I really love those passages. They really helped me to understand a lot of things that went on in my life, and, you know, honestly, it helped me. There's another book by T.D. Jakes that I'm going to go over with you guys at some point during the show once I'm done with this one that I know is very, very helpful as well. When I come back, I'm going to take a slight little break. When I come back, I'm going to get into the season finale of Empire, and then I am going to have some really good, juicy talk. We're going to talk about bettering ourselves. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about the bull. We're going to talk about all of it, okay? You don't want to miss it. I got the juice. Yeah. Sing one of my favorite songs. Oh my God, why do I not know that? That's bad. It's your favorite song, but you don't know the name of it, for real? For real? It's just song he about, Kaling Dema. Oh, Stay. That's the name of it. I love that song. Neo, he's talented. Anyway, I want to get into the Reality Rewind segment, and tonight I'm only going to talk about Empire. The season finale was 2 hours long, and I'm going to just start, y'all. Empire gives me a heart attack, okay? I'm going to be honest. It wracks my soul. I'm serious, okay? I don't even know where to start. I was trying to take notes, y'all. I was everywhere. I'm just going to go. First of all, Lucius is the devil. He is Lucifer, okay? He should have just named himself Lucifer. I found out in the season finale that his real name is the White Walker, first of all, okay? And he named himself Lucius Lyon. He was an orphan. Okay, because he just said he wouldn't make it on the streets with that name, the White Walker. Okay, you know, Lucius thinks he's become some kind of god or something. He thinks he's invincible. You know, even now that he got thrown into jail, I know y'all watched Empire, so I know y'all saw him get arrested at the end of the season finale for killing Bunky, which we could have figured that was gonna happen anyway. I mean, they was on to him. You know, what's a season finale without something juicy like that leaving us hanging, clanging on? How long he going to be in there? Is he really going to be convicted? What's going to happen? Is he going to have people on the outside working in, or is everybody going to turn their back on him? Now, we all know also that he gave Empire to Jamal, which I think was the best decision, because Jamal is one of the most humble. He has more integrity thus far out of everyone. To me, he's more stable. You know, he's more down to earth. To me, he's a better fit to be the head of a company. Cookie and Malcolm DeVoe, okay, they got it all the way in the Berkshires, okay? I guess, like I don't know, I ain't never heard, I ain't fancy though. You know, I'm not a celebrity. I don't go nowhere but to the corner store. So I don't know what the Berkshire is. Maybe it's something fancy like the Hamptons, you know what I'm saying? I only know about the Hamptons because I hear them fancy people. Oh, yeah, people, yeah, I got money, little cash around, you know. You know, the little tan and stuff like that, the little wine by the pool, you know, whatever y'all do out there, you know, you rich. But anyway, they went to Berkshire. Lucius found out. He got mad. She tried to come back with her sister. He blocked her. She couldn't get in, and she told him he was going to die slow, miserable death. And Lucius found out that he didn't really have ALS. He had, what's the name of that? Myasthenia gravis. That's what he got. He don't got ALS. It's a chronic disease, but he ain't going to die from it. They got stuff that can help him to treat it. So he done went through all these drastic measures because he thought he was dying, and now I come to find out he ain't dying. Okay, he was on some medication for the myasthenia gravis. And he was taking some medication for his insomnia, as a matter of fact. And in his sleep, in slumber, he was imagine Bunky being there, and he was going off telling Monkey he's invisible, he's the Messiah, even his God can't kill him, nobody can't hurt him, Cookie can't hurt him, all this stuff. He don't got ALS, and he basically confessed to killing Bunky as Cookie stood there, and she overheard him confessing. Then after he laid back down, Cookie came in with a pillow. She was going to suffocate and kill him, but I guess he came to, I don't know what, that part still confuses me, because he grabbed the arm as she was coming down towards his face with the pillow. Scared the living shit out of her. Scared the hell out of me, I know. Okay? So she ended up throwing the pillow on her ass, which I wouldn't even. Okay? I don't know what happened, Nicole. I'm sorry, guys. I hate rapping. Talking about fire, Anika and Cookie got in a fight, honey, and that was some good stuff. I would say really could have got a little rough. I don't know. But anyway, Cookie slammed Anika. I know that. But then after they fought, they ended up deciding to get together and, you know, go against Lucius, you know, for the, you know, for the good of the cause. So her, Malik, I think Andre, who else? They're all going against Lucius. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to tell you this. Even with Lucius in jail, I just don't feel safe about the situation. I'm still not over how Jamal had already hanging off the balcony. I could see in Lucius' eyes that he was so proud of Jamal. He really was intrigued by that. Andre and his wife, Rhonda, don't lost their damn mind. She got killed. Vernon, and I don't know what they did with Vernon. She pregnant. Okay. Okay. Now wait. I'm my pain, honey. You don't want to miss it. I'm telling you right now, it ain't something you want to miss. I bet. Make it in the air. Let's move it side to side. Make it in the air. Show it sideways. Make it in the air. Yeah. gotta do some things, honey. It make you first stop, shake, swirl, grab a pole, do some switching. You know you could do, you know, man. I want to share some things with you guys. I was on Instagram, and I like to follow inspirational people and, you know, people that make me think, you know, the little. And it's good. It has some good stuff that I want to share with y'all. One of the relationships that someone can be doing everything right and still not be the one. Yeah. As about that, women who have a strong attraction for you in the beginning are usually. Really? Many people do little for you, so much of your mind power over us. I know that. Me and my baby. Anybody Republican, y'all. They have hatred towards every. I don't care who you are. You pay up on those dollars. I love you are. If someone is lame ass. Now you run. All right, thank you. Okay. I'm going to have a whole of you listen. Someone else. I didn't know that was up. As they've done you can because you have to. That you have to away from you. The only reason why and it was men. One thing I interested if they that. We can't claim get over how many questions. Then you'll have the ability. My thoughts. You exclusive relationship. Let a nigga out. Oh, I'm sorry. That's it. That's it. And respect. You don't know that. But they know this about with y'all women. Y'all be wanting so much and don't want to give me. When I say give,
okay. This shit is so random. And when I'm with you, it's like our heartbeats are in tandem. And when I lift stock, I just wanna hold your face for ransom. You're beautiful and I'm handsome. That'll be good for the babies. If ever we go there, maybe. It's crazy, no titles, but you're my baby. When I'm idle, that's your time, showtime. And for you, I wish I had more time. Red wine, chocolate, baby, you could be my Valentine. More than just sex change, baby, you be your friends, they leave it without you. Got a hotel room with a view with a city that I know you gon' like. Got the candles in into the bathtub, baby, let's hop inside and ride. In a two-door with the roof gone, my oh my. Baby, it's been too long, so grab your coat and your. I walk out of here, wait about five and I'll be parked outside. You ready all out of time?